Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the next definition is on wayfinding. Here we define it as wayfinding covers all infrastructure allowing cyclists to orient themselves and navigate along cycle routes. Okay, so here the question is whether the definition like that is necessary at all. The other aspect maybe for consideration is that if we have a specific network, on the network it is good then to have wayfinding. So a solution or a good example in the let's say cycling world is the Eurovelo. So obviously you recall, and you can also see in the document, the wayfinding or signposting for Eurovelo. From other modes of transport, of course, when you think about the e-roads network, which comes from the convention that is hosted by UNECE, AGR, which exactly prescribes the e-road network, then of course you may recognize the signs, the e-road signs that go across countries. So that may be in this connection you may want to be considering wayfinding. Otherwise, of course, wayfinding is achieved through appropriate signage, and one can also of course consider that that the signage is provided already, and it also I think encompasses cycling in the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals.